And joining us this morning is the mighty Quinn himself from Columbia, South Carolina, Mark Quinn, host of SCE TV's The Big Picture. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, great. And unlike some more, shall we say, entertaining, perhaps embarrassing moments in state history, this is a decidedly upbeat note for South Carolinians as she's governor-elect for a few more hours. Nikki Haley will be sworn in as the youngest governor in the U.S. at just 38 years old. She's South Carolina's first female, first person of color to take the governor's office. A good moment for South Carolina today, Mark?
It is. I think there's an awful lot of people who are proud. She's got a unique story. Her parents immigrated here from India with a few bucks in their pocket. She grew up in a small town, rural South Carolina, and she's going to be sworn in as governor in just a few hours. It's a pretty amazing story, really.
And Nikki Haley is how we know her, but she was born Nimrata Randhawa, and is South Asian, along with Bobby Jindal of Louisiana. How are, I mean, how, what is the South Asian community like, and what's its size in South Carolina to begin with?
It is pretty negligible. You know, we have a lot of Mexican Americans here in South Carolina who have immigrated in the last 15 years, but the Indian community, the Asian community, is fairly small. So this is a pretty significant event for them. It's also getting a lot of play in India itself. There'll be a lot of Indian media here in South Carolina. There'll be some ambassadors, I believe, from India here as well for inauguration day. So this thing does have global reach in a way.
Did she take advantage of the pitfalls and, you know, precipitous decline of Mark Sanford and his embarrassing sort of fall from grace? Or did she campaign on a platform, a conservative platform? She is a Republican that sort of, you know, showed up her own strengths.
It's an interesting question because, yeah, before Governor Sanford sort of went off and went hiking, those two were sort of joined at the hip in a lot of ways and were seen as very close allies. Ideologically speaking, they're very similar. And we know what kind of a rise Governor Sanford had before his downfall. And they sort of see government the same way. Shrink it as much as you can. Return most of the money to the taxpayers if you can. And she's going to have an opportunity to cut government in a big way because we're facing a gaping budget shortfall, just like many states are right now.
Well, and that budget shortfall, there's governors taking different approaches to those the shortfalls that they're all facing. In Illinois, they just passed a tax hike, which many people thought would never happen. What is her theory in terms of, is she cutting benefits for state employees as many governors are? How is she addressing that shortfall?
There will be no tax increases in South Carolina. I can almost virtually assure you of that. Maybe some fees, increased in certain departments or whatnot, and they'll slip that in as some sort of revenue increase. But there won't be any tax increase. It's a Republican-controlled House, Republican-controlled Senate, all of the state elected offices here in South Carolina controlled by the Republicans. And that's just anathema to them. They won't do it.
And does that mean how it plays out in South Carolina with their Republican governor and Republican majorities in both state houses? Is it a parliamentary situation where what the Republicans say goes?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no question about it, which is both positive and a negative. I think with such a huge shortfall that we're facing this year, there's going to be some core services that are going to have to be cut. There's going to have to massive cuts to education that we've probably never seen before. So I think this will be the first time that the public has really stood up and said, how did we get in this position? Nobody in a position of power right now has really articulated what's going to have to go, but I think the general consensus is that there are going to be some pretty core services that we're used to having that will just no longer be with us.
You know, it's interesting you describe that because Nikki Haley was an ally of Mark Sanford and is part of the sort of Republican, sort of new guard that rose there in that state and in Sanford's case to national prominence. Is this a return to a kind of status quo, no more shenanigans, or is this really turning a page and moving forward? How did people and voters come to this election? Was it enthusiasm or just, let's just get a governor in there and move on?
No, I think she was met with quite a bit of enthusiasm after May, and that's when Governor Palin, she was no longer governor at the time, but Sarah Palin came down to Columbia to campaign with Nikki Haley, and that was the real turning point for a lot of people. Before that, I could tell you that there weren't a lot of folks that knew who Nikki Haley was, and she was facing three pretty well-known established names in the primary, and boy, she whipped them all. She almost got out without having to have a runoff. So after that, there was a lot of excitement. She's a fresh face. She's got a great story. She's very telegenic. She's pretty good with the crowd. I would say you'll be seeing a lot more of her down the road.
Now, when you say seeing a lot more of her, like Jindal in Louisiana, is she likely to be groomed as a possible national figure? Does she have those kinds of aspirations? She's certainly been, as you said, something of a sort of a shadow figure in South Carolina state government until now.
Yeah, she is very ambitious. As you mentioned, very young. She's climbed through the ranks quickly. She's only been in politics for 6 years. But I think that storyline is just something that the GOP needs nationally. When you talk about expanding the tent, she represents a lot of that. Person of color is a big deal. And like I said, she's a very skilled politician. I think in many ways more skilled than Mark Sanford is at the state level. And I think person to person, if you just see her out on the stump, meeting and greeting people, she's a very skilled politician.
So there's a Clinton storyline in there. Take out the Republican part of it, but a young governor with a lot of years ahead of her.
Yeah, I would say so. As I mentioned, if she can come up with some creative ways to sort of address this budget shortfall and have some success early on, that's going to be a big key for her.
Mark,
and I think that's the case for any governor.
Mark, be careful. The word creative in South Carolina, that can be really dangerous. I think you want to watch that one. Mark Quinn, host of SCE TV's The Big Picture in South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, where Nikki Haley, the governor-elect, will become the youngest governor in the country when she's sworn in as South Carolina's first woman and first person of color to take the state house.